For resort living every day, live at Mandalay. From $399,900 for eligible first home buyers. As well as the championship golf course, clubhouse, gym and pool, it's only 40 minutes north of Melbourne.
101.9 The Fox.
Bit of the old Coco Jumbo. Yeah. We even heard from Fev's mother there during that track. She sent you a text message, Fev?
Yeah, Kazza. First time she's texting to the show, so long-time listener, first-time texter.
Yeah.
She said, great song, thumbs up.
There you go.
That's great.
Well done, Dan Hill.
Good to have her on board.
And then what did you say? Where would Kazza have been listening to that?
Probably at the Chevron back in the day.
Anyway.
She was a Paran girl, yeah, so she might have floated down there, all frostbite.
Chasers.
All good places. It's 13 minutes past 8 with Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Hughesy.
G'day, guys. And I love, Fev, that you, the first time your mother's commented on your number one show is something about one of the songs.
And Coco Jumbo, like of all songs.
She often says to me off air, Hughesy, because I throw her under the bus a little bit, Kazza. Well, why did you say that about me, son? Everyone at work saying that I said this. Mum, it's radio.
What does Ange say out of interest? Because he gets Ange's popped just under a few semi-trailers.
Yeah, but Ange can't talk, so I can't understand him. He mumbles his way through everything.
As you get older, your parents just have less interest in your lives, I reckon. My mother rang me the other day, and I'm like, oh, my God, Mum rang me. She never rings me. So I rang her back and said, Mum, what's happening? She said, oh, sorry, that was a pocket call. Now, guys, I need to talk up the Fevolution for a second. I really do. I was down in Mornington last night. Fev, you were down there last week, weren't you, in Mornington?
Yeah, I was, yeah, last Monday.
Yeah.
And what were you doing?
We did a little night with Dane
That's
Swan.
That's right, you did too.
Yeah, at a place called The Publican in Mornington.
Yes.
Well, I was the act last night, doing Monday night.
It's amazing Monday, it's full.
But the bouncer, Adam, lovely guy, remember Adam?
Yes.
Big guy, bouncer.
Big boy.
He said to me that Fev and Swanee were here last week and Fev really impressed me. Right?
Oh.
This is a true story, Fifi. He said that someone from the crowd yelled out something lewd involving you. Yeah, and wanted Fev to respond to that, basically. And it wasn't nasty, but it was a bit lewd. And Fev apparently stopped the show and said, she's a really good friend of mine, and she's a mother, so we can't, like, make any, you know, comments. So it was
he defended my honour.
But it wasn't even like, the person wasn't having a crack at you. They were just looking for some raunchy content
from
Fev.
Oh, a bit
Fev.
Blue. They
A bit of blue. This person was a fan of yours, Fief, but they wanted Fev to, like, you know, get blue, basically, in the show. And Fev basically said, no, I won't do that with Fief.
That's the sort of bloke he is.
So sweet.
It actually is. That's solid.
Thank you. I
really
appreciate
solid.
That.
Adam the bouncer, who's seen a lot, really
he would have seen a lot down there too in Mornington, don't worry.
Really impressed with the Fevolution.
Did you have a crack at the Squire's Loft next door?
No, I did. I didn't, mate. I don't drink, all right?
Squire's Loft is ribs. It's 50 bucks all you can eat on a Monday.
Oh,
my brother Jace took me there. He knows. When he walks in, they're going, oh, no.
Put them into receivership.
It's a bit like that sushi guy that got banned from the buffet.
Okay. Now, Fief, this is amazing because Hughesy Tuesday, we always enjoy a chat with Hughesy, but we're going to go next level in a minute with
Hughesy. Yeah, we are. So I'm just loving my co-host so much.
Isn't
right
how
now.
Good is that? That was beautiful.
We're such good friends.
Yeah, it's
and
cute.
He told everyone.
That's really nice.
Next, Hughesy, you are. This is so generous. You are going to give something away, a possession that you've had for nearly a decade on our show.
Yeah, and this is basically for Collingwood supporters. So if you're a Collingwood supporter, we know there's a lot of them out there and they are cock-a-hoop, they won a final, they're in the prelim. And there's a new Messiah, really, I think, and they will want this.
All right. I've got heaps of Carlton stuff.
There's some consolation prizes there. Our number is 131060. If you want to get around this, we won't give away too much. We'll get into more details to what this prize is. But the number, 131060, it's Hughesy Tuesday.
101.9 The Fox.
Of course, it is Tuesday, which means
Hughesy Tuesday.
Whoa, and what a Tuesday before the big game this Friday night, Richmond versus Collingwood. And Hughesy, you've come in with a gift for one of our wonderful listeners.
I have. So I know that there's just Collingwood fans jumping out of the woodwork. I mean, the Richmond guys, they're sort of used to it now.
Yeah,
they won last year. This is all about Collingwood this weekend. And who is their Messiah? I'm saying it's Nathan Buckley, who only probably 12 months ago, half the supporter base wanted him sacked.
Well, even after two rounds this year, they were Norton too. They were calling for his head. Now he's the coach of the year.
I know, and then they played Carlton and their season turned around.
So did most clubs.
Well, guys, we worked with Bucks over many years. We used to do breakfast radio, and Bucks was our man, and he was always a gentleman. He'd come in every week. He's a bloody lovely guy.
Yeah, I spoke to him once on there.
Yes, that's right. We played it here, you and Bucks.
Yeah.
Anyway, so on Bucks's last day on our radio show, when he retired back 10 years ago, he gave us a present, which was a Collingwood jumper, which he had signed. Also, he's got his replicas of his Brownlow medal and his Norm Smith medal in a massive, what do you call them? They're like, it's all under
glass.
Like
it's mounted, right, under glass?
It's mounted.
I've got a photo over here. He's beautiful. What a wonderful thing for a Collingwood fan.
The frame.
It's magnificent. So we've had to look, and none of us are Collingwood fans. We've had to look at that for 10 years, basically.
It does say on it, to Sash, Husey, Kate, Tim, all the best.
Yeah, all right. Well, I mean, it would be good
if someone could put a sticker over that.
But if someone with one of those names actually won it, well, that would be really handy.
Amazing.
Hopefully this caller's last name is Hughes. That could work well.
And you know what? I respect Hughesy. This would be worth cash. Use the cash converters and get some.
I wouldn't rely on the money you're going to get from this, to be honest. Memorabilia doesn't often, be careful when you're bidding at auctions, Fev, would you say? Don't get carried away.
Yeah, you don't get carried
memorabilia
away.
Auctions. But for a Collingwood fan, this is priceless.
Yes, now we've got meltdown on the phones, Hughesy. Everybody wants a bit of this action. Now we are crossing to, it is Luke in Wallen. Are you there, Luke?
I am. How are we?
Good, Luke. You big Pies fan?
It's from my nan. She's a mad supporter. And her cup that she drinks out of, only drinks out of the Collingwood Cup.
Oh, wow. All right. Oh,
she's got like a... she's trying to ring my mobile now. yeah.
Does that sound like somebody you would like to give to?
Yeah, absolutely. Has she got enough room on her wall, Luke? Is she like, she's not like a hoarder? There's going to be room for her to put this in her house?
Mate, she'll rip something down just to put it up.
Yeah, I like it. I rip down a photo of all the grandkids to put Bucks on the wall. That's a great thing, yeah.
Well, it only seems appropriate if we are going to give it to your nan. Luke, what's your nan's name?
Ivy.
That we speak to Ivy. So can we speak to Ivy direct? Have we got her number?
I think we actually have, by the magic of radio and the various people behind the scenes, I think Ivy, Luke's nan, could well be on the line here if everything's gone to plan. Ivy, are you there?
Yes.
Ivy.
We've got your grandson, Luke, here. Do you want to say hi to Luke?
Hi, Luke. What are you up to?
Wait and listen.
Oh, okay.
It's a surprise.
Now, we've got also Husey on the line, Ivy, and your grandson, Luke, has rang in because Husey's been given a piece from Nathan Buckley over 10 years ago of a jumper signed by him with his Brownlow medal and his Norm Smith replicas inside the picture and all his stats all in a frame. It says Nathan Buckley masterclass.
It is. Do you love Nathan Buckley, Ivy?
You've got to believe it.
Well, this is coming to your house. Preliminary final. It's going to be yours. He's a bloody great guy. You know what? I'm going to give you his phone number as well. I mean, Nathan Buckley, he'd love to talk to you. He's a man of the people. There you go.
How's that, Ivy?
Now I know you're joking.
No, you're not joking. You're live on the radio. You're on Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox, and you have just literally won that. It's happening.
You're joking.
No.
Oh,
you generally are,
what
but not now.
What a great grandson, Luke.
Luke, did you do that?
She's crying.
Oh. Do you reckon the Pies are going to win this week, Ivy?
Oh, no, yes. I'm bloody sure they are now.
We'll take a break. Husey and Kate, drive you home from 4:30.
101.9 The Fox.
Good friend of ours, Fev, George Colombaris, he got married in Greece.
Yes, I couldn't go.
Well, I was going to say, he was my friend first. I introduced Fev and now you're friends. Yeah. Anyway,
we had to decline the invitation.
We did, because we're working. Mm. But he's got lots of celebrity chefs there. Nigella Lawson, obviously Matt and Gary are there. They're all there. Mm. Who's that? I'm just looking at the photo. Oh, Miguel from The Living Room.
Oh, Miguel's a good cook.
Manu, of course. Yeah. Matt Preston, he's actually got, he's in the back of this photo. I might mention that to him. You need to be more prominent than that. It's like everyone, you know, when you get the photo I'm looking at is a photo of George. He's obviously just gotten married. Mm. And when all your good friends come around you, and I'd argue some of the chefs have gone in front of Matt.
Right.
And if I were Matt, I'd be going, Matt and George and I are tight as.
It's a real boys club, isn't it, Boxy? It's very, very, My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3 might be coming out. has he filmed this? Look at him.
Do you know what, though, Fev? Unfortunately,
we
were working and... This is a funny thing about weddings overseas, and I'm going to call it, and I don't even mind if any of my friends are listening.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Destination wedding can be annoying.
100%.
Well, a couple of things. Usually you end up having, everyone gets so much annual leave a year. Your friend expects you to use their annual leave to go on a holiday to a destination they've chosen.
Yep.
So hypothetically, you're hanging to go to Fiji, or maybe you want to go to Thailand, and then your friend goes, I'm getting married in Bali. And you're like, well, no, I have to go to Bali.
This is my plan.
But I've been to Bali. I want to try another island.
This has just happened to us, Boxy.
What?
We're about to book a trip to Europe next year.
Yeah.
For a holiday, take the kids to Europe because I've never been to Italy or anything. So we're going
to
go.
You need to go and see your forefathers.
Yes, go see my
De Favola.
Yeah, go see all them. And my best mate who lives in America, he plays college football for Maryland. Mm. Wade Lees.
Who's
in his last year.
He's your best mate. Never heard of him.
Yeah, but he's lived over there since I've worked here. I've spoken about Leesy, the punter, before.
Yeah,
plays
great
at Maryland.
Punter.
Just Husey said that you told everyone in Mornington I was your best mate.
just less neediness.
Never said you were your best mate. I said in the studio. She's my friend, but other than that, just put a line through that one. Now he's getting married in Hawaii. So we're about to change our dates to go to Hawaii. Well, we didn't want to go to Hawaii, but now we have to for a wedding.
Oh, you do too. Well,
yeah.
Hang on. I want to break this down. What if you said we can't make it?
And then I'm in Europe.
Probably not a great look.
No, we can't say no because we're pretty good mates. So you can't not.
30, see, I think we're tapping into something here. It's a rich vein, and I think you often don't like to say it out loud because your friend might get offended. But 131060, let's discuss annoying destination weddings. When did you get invited? I got invited to a friend's wedding in Perth a number of years
ago. It's not overseas.
Yeah, but I didn't go because it was Perth.
Yeah. I'm expected to be in Tasmania for my cousin's wedding on January 3rd. Oh, that time of year, there's plenty of other places
you're on holidays.
Want to be.
You should go to Tasmania.
That means I have to be in Tasmania on January the 3rd. I had lots of other places
in
mind.
You can fly in and fly out.
Well, I suppose, but what if I wanted to be a long way away?
It's your cousin.
It's in Tasmania.
Okay.
What are the T's and C's with an overseas trip? Do you buy them presents? This is what we'll just discussing the other day.
Surely not.
That's enough.
They wouldn't expect a registry or something.
I would hope that on their invitation they would say your coming is the gift.
Mm.
You would think. Because to buy a present on top of flights, accommodation, if you've got kids, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And it's in the school holidays.
Yeah. I 131060, how annoying are your friends? Have they booked a wedding overseas?
See how we go in the phones.
1019 The Fox.
MasterChef judge, much loved chef George Colombaris has just got married in Greece, and we're so happy for him. And we noticed that lots of the other celebrity chefs in the industry, in his industry, were over there. And it does look, destination weddings, when you have a wedding overseas and you expect your friends to come, it can sometimes annoy friends. Mm-hmm. And we were just saying, have you got annoying friends who have had a wedding overseas and expected you to use your annual leave, pay for flights, accommodation, to go over to watch them get married? And we've got Kim in Craigieburn. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Hey, Kim. Kim, have you been invited to an overseas wedding?
Yeah, 1 year we were invited to 2 weddings the same year, one in Fiji for my best friend and one in Ireland for my brother. So, yeah.
And that's best friend and brother, they're close.
Yeah, so in the end we had to choose and I went to my best friend's wedding. It was tricky because at the time I had a 6-month-old baby, so it broke my heart not to be able to go to my brother's wedding in Ireland.
How'd your brother take it?
Nah, he's all right. He sort of understood. I mean, it was a big call asking me to go over to Ireland.
Very big call. Probably an argument to not have the wedding in Ireland. So that your 6-month pregnant sister could attend.
It's a lot further, though. Is that where you ended up going, Kim? You thought Fiji, closer, probably cheaper to get to. That's probably the better option.
Yeah, well, my friend also asked me to be her bridesmaid. So,
and your status.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are people doing? I mean, why is everyone doing this?
I guess they just love each other and they just want to do something for their love and to celebrate.
Right, but then everyone else is
selfish at everyone else's expense. Carol in the Mornington Peninsula. Hi, Carol.
Hi.
Carol, have you been asked to go to an overseas wedding?
No, I haven't been asked to go to an overseas wedding, but I'm having my daughter's overseas in Cyprus next year.
Oh, nice. So you're having it, Carol.
So you haven't been invited? Or?
No, I've been in here in Australia for 40 years, and I've only been to one wedding, to tell you the truth.
Only one wedding in 40 years?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right, Carol.
Almost a separate phone topic for another time.
They've all been overseas.
Oh, okay. Now, Carol, are people excited about your daughter's wedding in Cyprus, or is it hard to get everyone out there?
No, what it is the groom's brothers and sisters and parents can't afford to go overseas, so I'm going to fork out the bill for the hotels and holiday houses accommodation.
Oh, for everyone or just them?
No, for everyone.
Whoa. Carol's loaded. Can I go?
Carol? How many guests are you having?
No. There's only about 10 people that I'm taking over.
Well, that's a lot.
Would you like us to attend? Or the whole team?
Byron's got no friends.
You can, yes.
Yeah, we'll hold the line. Hold the line.
Come. Hold the line.
I've never been to Cyprus.
Well, we are now.
I'd like that. Adriana in South Yarra. Hi, Adriana.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, Adriana, you're having an overseas wedding.
Yes, I am. I'm planning my wedding in September next year in Italy.
September, ooh. Bad time of the year.
Yeah, that was the plan. Hopefully people would make a holiday out of it.
That's finals time.
Have a great holiday.
Footy finals, Adriana.
So that was the plan, having it overseas in Italy.
She didn't even listen to them about footy finals.
Who's your husband, Barrack, for?
Collingwood.
Oh, wow.
What ends up in the grand final? Would he still get...
We're both Barrack for Collingwood, so we're pretty straight to the finals this year.
Well, hang on. You wouldn't even be here in this scenario.
Yeah.
You'd be in Italy.
That's next year.
Yeah, but what ends up they make it next year?
We'll just have to catch it online.
Oh, wow. Hey, newsflash, guys. When I marry my beautiful fiance, Alex,
we're
going to get married overseas.
Oh, after all that?
No, we are.
How annoying it was.
We'll invite 300 people and 50 will come.
Oh, so you get that. That's another clever strategy. You get to invite everyone. Not everyone will come.
No.
So then you don't have to have the big...
Nah. And I'll do it on radio time so you guys can't come.
Oh,
perfect.
That's just
mean. We're such good friends.
Perfect.
We could get the Bali Bible involved and they could pay for your wedding.
No, there's no Bali Saint-Tropez.
Okay. Well, Saint-Tropez.
We're going to Saint-Tropez.
No. I'm going to Saint-Tropez.
Okay.
101.9 The Fox.
Fev, I've often talked about my subtle, I'm not going to say they're incredibly strong, but my subtle psychic ability.
You can predict everything.
Well, I predict a lot of things, even random things, random one-off wins. I mean, yes, okay, I do often back Roger Federer to win a tennis championship.
When he's the $1.04 favourite.
But he wins it.
Remember she keeps backing the Patriots to win the Super Bowl? Yeah. That's always a shock.
Hey, why don't you predict who's going to win this weekend?
Well, no, I'll do that when I tune into my psychic abilities. Right now, I wanted to tell you how I predicted the future.
Oh.
Fev, unbelievably, so I was on Have You Been Paying Attention, a wonderful show on Channel 10, hosted by the incredible Tom Gleisner. Now, on the show, so we filmed the show, and that was Sunday night. Now, I said this on Sunday night.
Rishi, lovely to have you back. And since we last saw you, there's been an addition to your family.
Yes, not the addition that New Idea on Woman's Day would have you imagine, but no, I have a puppy. 24 hours later, Fev, after I said that, front cover of New Idea on Woman's Day.
Oh, and this was after she'd said that. Grant's gift to Fifi, a baby boy, was reported. We had
congratulations.
Trixie's dream comes true. It was a picture of Trixie with a lovely little toddler. And then Fifi and Grant's baby shock. It's a boy. Trixie's so excited.
It's good to see the gang back together.
Obviously,
on the front of the...
I want to make this very clear. I'm not pregnant
sure.
with a baby boy. I'm not sure. pregnant at all, actually. I should have been specified. Oh, I'm not pregnant. There we go. That's it.
Because I thought that was actually your baby.
Why, no,
I'm
no.
like, oh, how did that happen?
It's a cute little one.
I mean, for all the well wishes I've been receiving, I haven't had a baby, so
that's not your child.
So you kept
but
that quiet.
I predicted a day before that they would have stories about me having a baby. That's
come psychic.
On.
Did you know?
How would I know?
I don't know.
She's no, psychic. There's no way I knew that. That, Fev, is me predicting the future. Now, I predicted that would happen and it happened.
Okay.
13, 10, 60, I know you're a bit dubious, Fev, and you don't necessarily believe me.
No, mate, I'm with you.
But I would love to hear from other people who have predicted the future.
I want you to predict who wins
this
the footy.
This is a safe space. You won't be laughed at or mocked like I often am by my friends in the studio. What did you predict would happen and happened? You just said it and then the next minute, it's like some people really experience deja vu.
Mm.
That's not what this is about.
No, it's
that's
not.
Something quite different.
That up.
That's actually predicting the past in a weird.
I'll take it from
wish
here.
Wish I hadn't mentioned Dave.
If you have, who's going to win the footy?
If you have psychic powers.
I believe Richmond will win on Friday night.
Oh, there's a shot.
Go out on a limb. Who's going to win the next one?
Melbourne.
Because
I want them to. But see, that's not psychic. That's just I want Melbourne to win.
If you have that power, that psychic power, please call us now. If you've predicted the future, the number is 13 1060. Can I apologise? That music is more day spa than meditation.
What are you doing?
I feel like I'm about to get a massage.
I predict that we're going to play a song.
No, we're going to take a break.
101.9 The Fox.
Bev, you've got to get your head around this and respect this incredible talent that's next to you.
Yeah.
On Sunday night, have you been paying attention? Fifi Box was on that very show, and this was the night before a whole bunch of tabloid magazines came out with a range of headlines about her private life. Before she said this.
Fifi, lovely to have you back. And since we last saw you, there's been an addition to your family.
Yes, not the addition that New Idea on Woman's Day would have you imagine, but no, I have a puppy.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. And we probably didn't unpack that well enough before the break.
Well, the morning after, there were headlines like Grant's gift to Fifi, a baby boy, Trixie's dreams come true. These were all headlines the day after.
It wasn't a stab in the dark. I reckon it's every 2 weeks that Fox is on the front of Woman's Day.
No,
so.
she predicts the future, Brendan. It's a gift.
Yeah.
I won't lie. It happens so often. That
it happens a lot.
It's a running gag.
The crowd and actually laughed, assuming that
coincidentally, they ran those two headlines. Amazing. And I'm not pregnant and having a baby. So
it's a baby shock. It's a boy.
How did they even know what I'd be having?
Trixie is elated.
Now we've got Rose in Doreen. Hi, Rose.
Good morning, guys.
Rose, have you predicted the future?
Not myself, my godmother.
What did she predict?
It was my 40th birthday in January. She cut the cake with me and she said, the next time we're going to celebrate is your wedding.
Hang on, that was just January
engaged?
This year.
No. I'm 43. The following month, I started talking to this guy on a dating site. And now we're happily married for 2 years.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I mean, that is beautiful. So your godmother?
Yes.
So she said, next time we're going to be celebrating. Were there any birthday celebrations in between?
Oh, come on.
The wedding?
No.
No, that's amazing.
That's wonderful. That's predicting the future, Fev. That's exactly what we're looking for.
Yep.
Now,
thank you.
Rose,
no, thank you, Rose.
Rose, I get it, because like you, I do predict the future, and there is often people malign
you have
for
cynics.
Having this.
I like
sure.
it, I like it. Well, congratulations to Rose. It's a great story.
May in Essendon. Hi, May.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, May. I feel like I've got one of my sisters in my midst, somebody else that predicts the future.
You're getting hard to support.
May, how did you predict the future?
Yes, it was back when I was in year 7 at high school. I was sitting in class and got that really weird deja vu feeling, and I kind of looked over at my friend and said, I think a whole bunch of people are about to walk in and give us all Bibles. Keep in mind, we're not at a Catholic school or anything like that, just a regular public school. And sure enough, about 10 seconds later, a group of guys walked in and gave us all Bibles.
Wow.
10 seconds.
Oh, okay, that's amazing.
That's predicting
Come
the future.
Come on.
Fev.
Yeah, it was so weird.
That's amazing,
I've
Boxy.
Never in my life sat in a room and had a group of men walk in with Bibles.
No. I haven't ever since again. It was like first time.
May?
Yeah, it was so strange.
You've given me goosebumps. That's insane.
Yeah, I've got goosebumps.
Yeah, me too. It's amazing.
He's a cynic, isn't he?
No, it's not. No. I can say, well, I remember playing Richmond one day and I went to my brother on the way in. I said, oh, I reckon I'm going to kick about 9 today. Kick 9. Predicted the future, didn't I?
It's extraordinary.
Well, I mean, to an extent,
when I was in grade 5, I said, I'm going to play AFL footy. When I went in the jungle, I said, I'm going to win this.
You're just good at everything. You're just good at things.
I literally said that when I got in the jungle. I go, I'm going to win this.
Speaking of which,
just
quickly, and I think because Fee's very humble, if you missed, have you been paying attention? Look, the way it ended, I thought, played out very nicely for Fee. We'll just have a listen. This is at the end of the show. Here we go.
Brings us to the end of the show. Turning to the final leaderboard, our winner is Fifi Box.
Such a gracious winner, isn't she?
I didn't see that
she
coming. 101.9
The Fox.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for tradie.
Now, if you'd like to judge this, Fife, the prize is great. We'd like to thank Renault Traffic for coming on board. All the corporates just jumping at tradieoke. Make your business look good with the Renault Traffic. The right van for your business, tradies. $200 in cash will go to the best singer.
Whoa, now we have a plumber, Anthony in Frankston. Hi, Anthony.
Yeah, how you going, mate?
Good, mate. You are on the show. You are about to perform. Now, what are you going to sing for us, Anthony?
Oh, I'm going to do Home Among the Gum Trees by John Williamson.
John Williamson's Home Among the Gum Trees. I believe it was the former Burke's Backyard theme.
Give me a home among the gum trees with lots of plum trees.
A sheep or two and a kangaroo. Great song.
Wow, this is...
out the front.
And an old rocking chair.
An Aussie classic, Anthony. Great choice. Are you ready to go?
I sure am.
Okay, off you go, Anthony.
Give me a home among the gum trees. There are lots of plum trees. A sheep or two and a kangaroo. A clothesline out the back. Veranda out the front. And an old rocking chair.
Oh,
do you want me to
still go? I didn't know there was another verse.
Up to you.
Why don't we hear the little known second verse to that song?
Okay, interesting choice. Continue.
You'll see me in the kitchen cooking up a roast of Vegemite on toast. Just you and me and a cup of tea. And later on we'll settle down and go out on the porch. And watch the possum play.
Nice! I didn't know that one. The Vegemite on toast.
Play, Fev. Who knew?
Yeah, segment's going well.
Okay, well, come on, Brendan. I mean,
We're singing.
Welcomed Anthony on the show.
Yeah, he's done well.
And now we support
He's in front for the 200.
We've got Vince in Beaumaris. Hi, Vince.
How are you, Fifi?
Very well, Vince. We've been waiting for this. We got a tease of it before. Woo!
Hooked on a feeling.
What a track.
What a song.
High on believing.
Oh, yeah. That you're in love with me. I love this song, Vince.
Oh, it's a great track, especially from the movie Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, yes. That's right.
Great movie.
Yep.
Okay, yep. Vince, off you go. Hooked on a feeling.
Okay. Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga. I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me when you hold me in your arms so tight. You let me know everything's all right. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
Brilliant.
Yeah, well done.
Oh, Vince, solid. Outstanding.
Really good.
And gave that everything. Yeah. You know, the passion and the commitment to that performance. Well done, Vince.
Vince from Bowie.
He might be ahead now of Anthony, but that'll be up to Fev.
James in Mulgrave. Hey, James.
Good morning.
Morning, James. You're a carpenter.
Yes.
Excellent. And now what song are you going to perform for us, James?
I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, good.
Emotional.
Tell me why.
plenty of chippies would be all about this song.
Oh, great.
Just on the site.
Wonderful song choice, James. Fabulous. Take it away, Backstreet Boys. I Want It That Way.
You are my fire, the one desire, believe when I say I want it that way. Tell me why ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why I never wanna hear you say I want it that way.
Oh.
James?
I reckon Vince and Anthony just hung up.
James!
I think we've got a winner.
James, that was extraordinary. James, do you have any singing experience or training?
Just a little bit of a hobby, I guess.
You are very good at it. Very good.
Well done, James. You win 200 plans.
And a big shout out to Vince, I thought was brilliant. And I think Vince should ring again another week.
He definitely should.
He was outstanding.
He should be encouraged
and
by
Anthony
that.
Anthony should just listen.
Well, no, what happened? James just came in like a professional singer at the end. You don't expect that on radio.
Better Anthony. Singer than any of the Backstreet Boys. Well done. $200 thanks to the Renault Traffic. Make your business look good with the Renault Traffic. The right van for your business. Well done, James. $200 from Renault for you.
Oh, my God, that's fantastic.
101.9 The Fox.
We love love. We celebrate love and people looking for love, wanting love, and what wonderful apps there are now to achieve that.
You're out there, isn't it?
Tinder never disappoints. That's a lie. I've never been on it. I hear it always disappoints. Bumble, though, this is a new one. That's,
Bumble? Boys have no say on Bumble, I don't think.
There we go. So a big hit with the girls.
They get to choose.
Now, we wanted to talk about our beautiful producer.
I haven't been on it. It's a suggestion. I'm not. I am, but I'm not.
Am I allowed to say your name? I didn't even ask you.
Yeah.
Our beautiful producer, Casey. Just double-checked. I wasn't Casey's supposed to like, use a pretend
yeah.
name.
give it a username as well while
boys,
you're at it.
Boys, Casey is wonderful, is incredibly eligible, and what a catch. In fact, Case.
Well, so she's loving this.
Now, I'm leading up to this because Casey was matched with a guy on Tinder about 4 years ago.
Swiped right.
Now, they've been in touch ever since for four years. But they've never met.
Oh.
Now, Case, jump over to a microphone. Leon, help Casey so we can talk to Case. Mm. Or she's got her own
she
microphone.
She knows how to use it.
Well, I've never seen that one in action up the end there. Case, why have you never actually met?
So this is when we both lived in Sydney about 4 years ago and he actually moved back home to Ireland.
Ooh.
But then I tried to see him when I was over there last year and he bailed on me, but now he's moved back to Melbourne.
He's Irish too. Like him even more now. Okay, so you've been in touch, sort of writing messages.
Yeah, just Facebook Messenger really.
Have you ever spoken to him, heard his accent?
Yes.
Is it good? Ooh.
It's very good.
Now, are you worried?
To be sure.
Now, Case, is there part of you, and I'm going to say the dreaded word, catfish, is there part of you...
Well, have you FaceTimed him? Have you seen him?
Yeah, he sent me a lot of photos.
No.
Now,
anyone could do that.
See, the thing is, maybe he never did go back to Ireland. Maybe that's the whole thing. Then you went to Ireland and he bailed on you.
Yeah, that was weird. That was very, he bailed very last minute.
Now he said he's...
So hang on.
Yeah, Casey was in Ireland.
You flew to Ireland to meet him and he bailed on you.
Well, no, I went on a Top Deck trip and while I was over there, I was just going to, pop in.
Top Deck?
Top Deck. Chocolate's amazing.
Well, there's also two of
my favourite chocolates.
Let's just stay focused.
So, Case, I'm a bit worried because now he said he's moved back and... I mean, there's a couple of things that could happen. One, it could be the love of your life, and this could be amazing. Or two, you are being catfished by somebody who's not Irish.
Why haven't you tried FaceTime him?
I'm scared.
But, people say that. What's happened there?
It's just Irish music.
It's Scottish, I think.
Because if you didn't know someone for 4 years and they just sent photos, I'd be like, after a month, righto, let's FaceTime.
Yeah.
Skype.
Yeah, but I understand, Case, it can be confronting. It could be, FaceTime can be weird with a friend, let alone just a random person you've never met.
Oh, come on.
4 years in.
Here we go. We're going to get to the bottom of Casey's love saga there. Mm. But 131060, in the meantime, are you having a text / forwarding a photo online relationship with somebody and you're not sure if you're being catfished? Because I think what Fev and I are particularly good at... Mm. being catfish detectives.
Okay, really? All right.
We can see that. Well, Fev knows. He's got a nose for this stuff. Yeah,
okay, well, take a position right now. Casey is clearly being catfished, correct?
100%.
Right, there we go.
I don't think she is.
Okay, well, there's two differing views.
Oh, hang on. We've got Sam Burgess from South Sydney just running through.
131060 is the number. If you think you're being catfished.
1019 The Fox.
Fev and I are a little worried that our producer Casey, who met a guy on Tinder 4 years ago saying that he was Irish, yet when Case went to Ireland and said, I'm in Ireland, let's catch up, he
stood her up.
Bailed at the last minute. Anyway, they've been talking, sharing photos online, but she hasn't met him.
Not live video. No live video chat.
That she could be being catfished. Now, the catfish, if you're not familiar with, is the phenomenon of somebody being fake, and they're not real. So we thought maybe right now you are in the similar situation, and Fev's got a really good nose for things that aren't genuine. And he even does a sound effect.
Sniffs
there,
it out.
Here. So we thought, call us and tell us what's happened with you. We've got Adam in Wanturna. Hi, Adam.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, good, Adam. Adam, do you think you've been catfished?
I believe I might have been catfished, actually.
How?
All right, so I was swiping on Tinder and I matched this bird by the name of Princess.
Yep.
Already sounds suspicious.
Yeah, so Princess. So Princess was a good-looking girl through Tinder.
Was her name Elsa?
Good gear.
Oh, well. So I started messaging her through Tinder, and then she's asking, you know, for Snapchat, whatever. But the Snapchats weren't really direct, like a proper Snapchat where you hold the button down, you get, you know, the picture or whatever.
Ah, she's uploaded them.
Ooh.
Yeah, she kept uploading them. You know, the pixels were a bit different. Anyway, ooh. I gave her my number and she kept calling me on private around 11 o'clock, you know, midnight. And she used to whisper into the phone. She used to whisper and I could never really get a proper, I wasn't sure if I was talking to a bloke sometimes to a bird. But yeah, I used to, for the last, you know, 3 months or whatever, I used to get whispers on the phone, like every 11 o'clock, like most days.
Okay. And did you ever say, could you speak up, please?
I used to ask her, and she's like, oh, I'm really quiet, you know, I can't talk loud, you know, my family's going to listen, whatever, but it was no excuse, you know. She said she was 28 years old and, you know.
Yeah, I think she was just going into the kitchen to put on a cup of tea while her husband's snoring his head off.
That's what's happened.
Adam, you were catfished, my friend.
There we go. That's what's happened, mate. No.
But have you moved on since? Has Tinder been
with
you?
Yeah, man, I moved on. I went back to an ex.
Oh, well done. That's always a better way.
Ariel?
Hey! High fives all round. Celebrations. Well done. We do have another caller, though. As much as it would have been tempting to go out on that incredible zinger.
You're not going to go out on my zinger?
No, because... No. Wow. This is... We've got to go back to the catfishing.
I know, but that was good gear.
This is actually quite similar to our story amongst our team involving our very own Casey.
Okay, Tina in Moorabbin Park. Hi, Tina.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Tina. Now, we've been told this is very similar to what Casey, our producer's going through. What was your story?
So basically what happened was I think I was around 20 or something like that. And my friend and I had met this guy on MySpace and we started talking.
Wow.
And
it's old school.
Back in the day. We started talking just, you know, over the phone, that sort of thing, and over Messenger.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to him for a good solid 7 years.
He was Irish,
how long?
Yeah? He was Irish.
7 years?
He was about 32, I think, at the time.
Great. And Irish.
Yes, he was an Irish boxer, apparently.
Same as Casey's guy that we don't know is real.
Could be the same
and,
guy.
And, like, he said he would go between, like, Queensland and Ireland all the time, but occasionally he'd come back to Melbourne because his mum lived in Melbourne, apparently. And then, eventually, 7 years later, he fessed up that, you know, he wasn't this Irish boxer. He was actually a lot bigger. Like, he was a bigger bloke. In weight, I'm talking. Yeah, and he wasn't Irish or anything like that. And yeah, it was just really bizarre.
Okay, so were you dating anyone else, Tina, in that 7 years, or did you just put all your eggs in one basket?
No, I dated other people. Like, he was just someone that I spoke to. Like, he was more of a...
He was a shoulder to cry on.
Yeah, basically. He was like a rock. He was just someone that I'd go to. I'd
literally
talk to him
quite a big
hours.
Rock.
Yeah. But, yeah. He was like a best friend, if you
know. No, good. Yeah. He was catfishing. Oh, guys,
you were like a best friend, Tina. Do you talk to him now?
I haven't talked or spoken to him for... probably 3 years.
Okay.
Oh, thank you for your call, Tina. Catfishing happens. Byron, are you disappointed you didn't go out on my aerial?
For resort living every day, live at Mandalay. From $399,900 for eligible first home buyers. As well as the championship golf course, clubhouse, gym and pool, it's only 40 minutes north of Melbourne.
1019 The Fox.